This is your host, Andy Alleman. I'm the founder of Casa Noon Beauty and WeWe Studio. On the show each week, you're going to get no gatekeeping strategies to build your brand, weekly smart ideas to help you spend more time out of office, and conversations with kind, caring creatives making an impact and life-changing money. We are rewriting the rules of business by blending intuitive flow with proven strategies. Welcome to The Unschool. Hey, it's Andy, and welcome back to The Unschool. So happy to have you here today on the show. I am home in Los Angeles after another round of travels. Whew, I have been gone a lot, and this time I was traveling for several speaking engagements, specifically for the beauty industry. The talks I was giving were actually a couple of different things. One talk was about vision and values and mission and legacy, all things that are incredibly important in building an obsession-worthy brand. And then the other two talks were, it was kind of like a mini tour. Those were about the power of AI in creative industries and how we can use AI to improve our efficiencies, to do things like blogging and SEO and social media content planning and so much more, email strategy, et cetera, so much more for the beauty industry specifically. Those are both topics that I love to share and to help guide creative entrepreneurs through. So if those topics are interesting to you, we talk a lot about those things over in the Smart Girls Mastermind membership as well. Enrollment there is rolling. It is open. And we are onboarding new members for the spring and summer. The first step, if you're interested in joining the Smart Girls Mastermind membership, is to request a complimentary business strategy session with someone from my team. It will be Samantha or Sam. We have a Samantha and a Sam. And you'll have a conversation and really talk about what you're working on in your business, in your art, in your creative endeavors, whatever it may be. And one of those two brilliant women will chat with you, give you some really great suggestions and ideas, and then you can have a chat about if the Mastermind membership might be right for you. We want to make sure before you join, because it is an investment, that you have an opportunity to really understand what's there and to get some really good ideas about how you would use that time. The other thing we have going on right now is Out of Office Club is open. It is only $23 a month. We're having a live meetup for Out of Office Club in the month of May. We're going to do it again in July, and it will be a 3-hour collaboration session, basically a hangout, but we're going to do it in a peer space where you can come and shoot your content, meet some friends, jam out, have some great snacks, coffee, tea, and it's free if you're a member of Out of Office Club or Smart Girls Mastermind membership. Okay, so for this episode today, I am starting a series all about identity architecture. It's one of the things that I get asked about the most. So over the next couple of weeks, I will be dropping in with a couple of solo episodes to help you to work on your identity architecture. Now, first, if you're like, wait, what is identity architecture? What is this? Can you first give me a definition of like, what are we talking about? Here's what IA is. Okay. Identity architecture is all about using creative alchemy and strategic planning partnered with or coupled with emotional storytelling in order to craft an obsession-worthy personal brand. So basically, in more plain terms, this is about using magnetic messaging, community self-selecting identification. So like getting your community to be like, yep, that's me, plus emotion, plus storytelling. That's ultimately what identity architecture includes. That's all the components of identity architecture. So we're going to have a series all around identity architecture. And again, first of all, what is it? It's a fusion of strategic planning and emotional storytelling to create your compelling personal brand, to create your obsession-worthy personal brand. This is quite different from just figuring out what your niche is. And I get that question a lot too. How do I narrow down on what my niche is? I don't even want you to think about your niche at this point. I want you to think about how you can bring this strategic planning, this emotional storytelling to point to something really compelling. So let's talk about a couple of examples of this, some that are very obvious in pop culture that I know you've seen. So one would be main character energy. It's been all over TikTok for the last maybe 2 years. Soft girl era. You definitely have seen that one. Goblin mode, which we talked about on this show maybe a year ago, was literally the word of the year for the Oxford Dictionary like a year or two ago. Those are very much identity architecture type sayings. In business, an example would be the Nike Just Do It slogan or Glossier's No Makeup Makeup. So think about why these get this energy around these words, like why these particular words really create something that people want to latch onto. It's that compelling, I want to be that, compelling feeling of that's so me, that emotionally charged language, the power of that narrative totally transforms how people engage with that set of words. So in my example, I'll talk a little bit about how we're using identity architecture in my business. So I could, for example, say, hey, I have a couple of defined niches. They are human design. They are manifestation. They are creative entrepreneurship and using the tools like the technology tools, the future thinking tools, things like AI that basically make your life better as an entrepreneur. So I could say, okay, that's my niche. I could just put out there, hey, I'm Andy. This is my business, WeWe Studio. And we focus on human design and manifestation, for example. But instead, our identity architecture, we have a couple of these emotionally evocative pieces of language that help our people self-identify. So one of those is no gatekeeping smart girls. So basically, what does that mean? I am giving you all the tools to become a smarter entrepreneur. Another one is we use out-of-office entrepreneurs. And we specifically say it when I type that or when I write that in my copy, it's OOO entrepreneur. Well, one thing that happens is people are like, what's OOO? We all know what an out-of-office reply is, but we kind of forget like what that OOO means. And so I have people going, oh, wait, what is that? And then they're like, oh, I want to be that. I want to be in that club. And now I literally have the OOO club and we've got 100 members. Why? Because these are women that completely self-identify with using all of these components of my business that I teach to create their own out-of-office lifestyle, to create their own out-of-office business. So today, in this episode, I want to give you some things to think about. What I don't want you to do is just go make up a term, a catchphrase, put it out there and think that you just land on it. It's honestly better to start testing some things, maybe even use Instagram polls, for example, or your email list and see what starts to resonate with people. Another thing you could do is use AI to do some analysis of your target audience. And even more basic than that, I've talked about this empathy exercise that we love doing in our programs to really start to understand what your people truly need, what they're currently feeling, the challenges that they're having, to help them move through those challenges in order to have their life be just a little bit better day by day. So when we talk about the empathy exercise, which I have shared with here before, but I'll share with you again, you can do this in like 15 minutes. And I noticed that a lot of times women come into my sphere, into Smart Girls Mastermind membership especially, and they kind of want to breeze through this because they think they got it. They think they already know who their people are. But then when I ask them who are their people, they're like women that want to be empowered. That is way too broad. what woman does not want to feel empowered? That is way too broad. And so it's really hard to be the perfect person for your perfect people if they can't see themselves in you because your language is too broad. So this exercise helps you to start to narrow in. And again, you don't have to niche down. With smart girls that don't gatekeep using that language, it's not like I'm only niching into human design or only niching into AI or only niching into manifestation. I actually, for quite some time, was doing a bit of that, and it was not landing the way that I wanted to because I was only using one of those buckets. I was using that bucket of manifestation. And in the background, I was doing all these other things, but I wasn't sharing that. And so it was really hard for my people to self-select in. So then when I added these other components like human design and AI, for example, and travel and that out-of-office lifestyle that's really important to me, now people can start to self-identify. They're like, oh, I got it. Okay, so this empathy exercise goes like this. And this takes like 15 minutes. Before you do anything, you want to start to identify who your perfect people are. And the first step to doing that is to determine what challenge they have that perhaps you used to have that you've now moved through in your life that you can help them to solve. It's that thing that when people look at you, they're like, how did she get there? How does she got that? And understanding what that challenge is point one. And then you want to really see about where does that challenge manifest in their lives? And if you can identify where that challenge manifests in their lives, then you can start to get more clear on how you help them solve it. So step one, what's the challenge that you're going to solve that you used to have perhaps? Two, how is it manifesting in their lives? Why are you the person to solve it? And design thinking, this is what empathy work looks like when we put ourselves in our clients' shoes. So journal on that. And as you answer those questions, you'll start to gain some really valuable insight into your client's world. So I'll give you some journal prompts, some like really specific ones, if that's more helpful to you. And if you're driving or on your hot girl walk or listening in some other way, just roll this over in your mind. But if you would like, you could also go back and sit down and do this journaling work later. So first question, really simple. Who do you want to help? Number two, what are their wants and secret desires? Number three, what's stopping them? Or why is it hard for them to achieve those desires? Number four, how does it make them feel? Five, what are the consequences of not solving that challenge? This is a big one. The next one. What solutions have they tried that didn't work? Sidebar here. This is why social in my world is going so big. That's why my Instagram is blowing up. It's why we have so many people coming into my world because they've tried a lot of solutions for social that haven't worked. And my approach is quite different. I do not teach a one size fits all, one method for all approach to social. I'm actually teaching that you've got to understand your human design and get really dialed in there in order to do social well. And a part of that is you're going to be overwhelmed if you're not working with your natural energetics and using your specific authority and how you create. That's like a mini version of what we do there, but it's why we have so many people coming in that are like, I want to do social like you're teaching it. I want to know what you know. Okay, so then the next question is, what fears do they have about trying a new solution? Someone in Out of Office Club in our AMA yesterday was like, I have felt burned by creating reels in the past and I'm scared to do it again. Like that's a tough way to feel. Like you've been burned by using this technology, this marketing tool. And of course, we know that like Instagram's not out here burning people, but it can feel that way. Okay, then the last question is, so what do they need that you've got? So I would work through that before you do anything else, Then I'm gonna give you one AI prompt that I want you to play with. And in these upcoming episodes, I'm gonna give you some more of these. This one AI prompt, this is your smart idea for the day. This prompt is going to help you to really understand what the beliefs are that is stopping your person from overcoming that challenge. So here's the AI prompt. So first, you're going to ask this question. You're going to type this in. Explore the challenges and difficulties that X target audience, and I want you to get really elaborative, I don't think is a word, but I want you to elaborate on your target audience. Do not just say women that want to be empowered. I want you to really talk about who they are. So explore the challenges and difficulties that X group of people is currently facing in their personal or professional lives. What issues are they dealing with? Now, see what comes up first, and then look at that and see if that feels like something that you've experienced before or have an understanding of how to help people move through. So one more time, explore the challenges and difficulties that X target audience is currently facing in their personal or professional lives. What issues are they dealing with? Now take a look at that and just see what comes up. Then the second part of this prompt is find six common beliefs that may be stopping X target audience from dealing with and overcoming their problems. See what comes up there. See what comes up there. That is the first prompt that I want you to work with. And just start to do a little brainstorming, a little reflection to see what you land on after you've done that work. I don't, again, want you to go start creating catchphrases and like land on something that's going to be the thing forever. I just want you to start to get really clear on the challenges that your people have, the belief systems that they have, so that you can really identify where you can help them. What I can tell you is for most businesses, we do not have product problems or service problems. There's probably nothing wrong with what you're offering if you're not making sales. It's simply a how you're packaging it up and how you're messaging it issue. So I'm going to close this episode today here and encourage you to go do this work, this empathy practice, do this AI prompt practice. You can also do this AI prompt practice just as some journaling work too and see what comes up for you as you do this reflection. And I'll have more on identity architecture, a whole series coming over the next couple of weeks. We've got a couple of other things we've planned for the podcast in between. Amongst these conversations, these identity architecture conversations. But I hope you'll bookmark these and continue to come back to these episodes as you continue to develop your obsession-worthy personal brand. With that, this episode's complete. I'm going to ask you for something a bit different today. I'm going to ask you, if you have not yet done so, could you go follow the show? So if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Pods, there's a button right there inside the app where you can follow the show. It actually helps us quite a bit to grow the show, to get ranked higher in the podcast algorithms. So go give the show a follow. It'll also ensure that the podcast is downloaded straight into your app each week. You know, we're here every week. We have a very small team of putting this show together. If you're interested, by the way, in joining us in Out of Office Club or Smart Girls Mastermind membership, you know what to do. I've got the links in the show notes for you. And one more thing, if this is helpful to you, go ahead and post this episode in social. You can tag the company account at WeWe Studio, or just give me a tag and let me know you're listening to the show. And I love seeing who's listening, resharing, and having conversations with you over in DMs about what's coming up for you. Thanks so much for being here. I'll see you again next week. Take care. Talk soon.